Welcome and thanks for joining us for today's message from the archives of Pastor Tony Alamo, presented by Help from Christ Ministries. If today's message inspires or encourages you, please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from Christ Ministries at gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Hi again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 51. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape. Both of them are free, including the postage and handling. We're at part 7 of Another Pearl Harbor. This is a piece of literature that the Lord gave me a few years ago. We also have a couple of letters. Right now, though, let's go up to the throne of the Lord to ask Him to anoint outwardly this service. Father, anoint outwardly this service. Let everything that I say be from the throne of God. Lord, that the church will be edified and strengthened, and that many millions of souls will be saved. Lord, we ask it in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Everyone says, Amen.
Amen.
All right, where's the first letter from?
From Andhra Pradesh, India.
Okay.
Dear Pastor Tony Alamo, Calvary greetings to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who came to this sinful world to redeem us sinners. Pastor, the Lord has blessed me by having your soul-winning literature and knowing that you are led by the Spirit of God and reaping this end-time harvest. May the Lord richly reward and honor you at that great day of His judgment.
This is true. We are winning millions of souls to the Lord. And anytime you see a work that is winning millions of souls to the Lord, you're going to see every false accusation in the world said about them. Around 14 years ago, when I was on trial for not paying income tax, I didn't owe any income tax, but they brought in a bunch of false witnesses. And they were people that I had thrown out of the church because of the different things that they were doing. One of them was Mike Bork. He was thrown out of the church because he was flirting with another man's wife. And the Lord tells us to not let these things occur in the church. And I said, look, Mike, you either have to just stick with your wife, Shelley, and stay away from Gigi Aki. And he said, if you've got to figure out whether you want to go to heaven or go to hell, and go over to the altar there and pray. And if you make up your mind that you want to go to hell, just go ahead and leave your wedding ring on the altar and leave, because you cannot do that in this church. And so he left his wedding ring on the altar and took off and married another man's wife and left his wife and children alone. And because of the fact that I call that, Jesus calls it adultery, and I say that it's adultery also, he writes all kinds of things and testifies falsely against me in courtrooms. Nikki Farr, she's a girl that was living here at the house for a while. I never really saw her in the house, but somebody told me she was using our phones and making long-distance calls. And I said, look, you have to leave. You're not going to do that in this house. She was just a young girl, so she had to go. Jared Bosley stated that he had thrown rocks out of one of our buses to hit other drivers going by. And so I asked his family, because he was too young, I couldn't put him out. So I had Sue Bosley and Bob Bosley take him out of the church. And so now they're uptight at me because I did that. And there's a Jody. Jody was offered a lot of money by the IRS to testify falsely against me, and she did. So she wants to justify herself by saying different things that I had done wrong. There's also Piper. Now, Piper is the sister of this rock and roll singer, Jean Vincent. Jean died, and the funeral was held in our church in Los Angeles. And Piper, his sister, was married to Tommy Scarcello. And she saw another man in the church that she liked, and so she committed adultery on Tommy Scarcell and left, ran off with this other man. And now she's writing all kinds of bad things about me because she says, this is true love. I said, well, Jesus calls it adultery. So, you know, if people want to listen to people like this, well, that's their business. And we have also Jim Griffin, who was paid a lot of money to testify falsely against me in court. And also there was Becky Levy. Now, her dad was put out of the church because he wanted to still take drugs, and he was molesting the little children in the church. And now they're turning around and accusing me of the same thing that they did. They have brought all these accusations. Now they're bringing them all over the place again because we're out there winning souls. And I've never said anything about them, but people ought to know who it is that's bringing these false reports on the church and doing everything in their power to put us down. I've had many judges tell me that they were very sorry they found out that all the things that I was saying in the courtroom was true. And they said, I wish we would have never. It's, water under the bridge now, and it's hindsight, but we are so sorry for having taken all the property of that church away. And they mentioned all these things, all kinds of slander about me in the courtrooms, that I was married to all kinds of people, 10, 15, 20 wives. And they checked it out, and they found out that this was false. This is like 14 years ago, 15 years ago, and they still haven't found this to be true, because there are no marriage licenses, and it's just absolutely false. So if people want to believe them, they can. But these people that don't want to serve the Lord, they use them because they got an axe to grind against us, because they were living at the church and they were using it for a crash pad and a place to live, and they want to live at the church and take drugs and fornicate. There's a sister in the church that stated that Bill Levy was molesting her when she was a teenager, or not even in your teens yet, right? Pre-teens, and he was an older man and molesting her, and I didn't know these things were going on, but when I found out, I threw him out, and now his daughter, Becky Levy, is saying all kinds of slanderous things. Why she's saying that, I have no idea. And there may be others, too numerous, and yeah, I'm here to preach the gospel, and we are winning souls, and we've won a lot of souls in the government. And Jesus had the same thing. Man, he had so many false accusers against him that they nailed him to the cross. You say, well, why are you trying to defend yourself? Hey, I'm doing it for your good. I'm already saved. I went to prison on a pack of lies, and I went through prison, and I won a lot of souls there, and I'm still winning souls now that I'm out. I've been out of prison for about 8 to 10 years, somewhere in that area, and still the government has not found any of the things that were said about me to be true. And if they can, I wish that they would just go ahead and prove it. But now they're saying even sheriffs and FBI people and the judges are saying they were sorry that they did these things to me because they did a check. One person was in prison, and they said they would let him go out of prison if they would say false things against me. It reminds me about the man that they released that was a murderer instead of letting Jesus go. Amen?
Amen.
So, you know, we're living in an antichrist society then, and we're living in an antichrist society now. The reason say we are is because we are part of the same body of Christ that lived then, and we are the feet of the body of Christ. We're the very last people that are preaching the gospel. And the reason I'm saying this, I think you ought to know that there's two sides to every story. If you want to believe what a bunch of drug addicts that once were saved and then they were part of the great falling away, they fell away. There's Susie Grew that fell away because now she's going to Oprah Winfrey because she hears that Oprah Winfrey is giving out $100,000 rewards to anyone that is doing sex crimes. Well, the government has been going over me with a fine-tooth comb for years, and they haven't found any sex crime, and they never will because I'm not a criminal. I'm not a sex criminal at all. They used to try to say all kinds of things like that, and if people out in the world want to believe that, because of what they do, we see presidents and people in the White House that we've got books here on them that they're doing all kinds of sexual deviations. The Vatican with all their Roman Catholic priests that are molesting little children. Nothing like that's going on in our place, and they're not prosecuting them. Let's see them prosecute them first. And these child molesters that are homosexual priests. And let's see somebody point a finger at themselves. These people try to make a name on themselves with people that are serving the Lord and winning souls. You know, if people want to dish some dirt, I could spend more time on it, but I'd rather preach the gospel.
Amen.
All right, then what?
My soul has been assured with joy by the reading of your literature, Pastor. I would like to become part of your Tony Lamo soul-winning ministry. Please accept me as one of your servants and help this poor worker.
Well, you would not be my servant, young man or young lady. You would be the Lord's servant because I serve the Lord, and that's what the Lord wants you to do, and that's what I want you to do as well, is to serve God. Fear God and keep His commandments, and you'll go to heaven. But if you don't, if you're a liar, and if you're a false accuser, especially accusing people that are part of the body of Christ, that are winning souls, you're not going to enter the kingdom of heaven. You're going to the lake of fire. Okay, then what?
Although we shall never meet each other on this side of heaven and worship the Lord, Pastor, I am serving the Lord in Hyderabad, India since August 4th, 2004. Kindly continue to encourage me and pray about my services that I am doing for the Lord. Pastor, I am serving the Lord with all of my heart, mind, soul, and strength. I want to tell you I got 50 copies of your literature from Pastor P. Padma, and I went many places and distributed the literature to many churches. Many people got saved. Now I am preaching the gospel in Vanasthalapuram. Pastor, I request you please send me 10 Bibles and your literature to distribute in my area. I pray that God, our provider, will continue to provide for you and your ministry till Jesus comes. Amen. Many blessings from God be with you and those people who are busy serving in your ministry. Pastor Suresh from Hyderabad, India.
Praise the Lord. Now, these people that bring false accusations, they haven't got anything to lose. They're just dopers and adulterers and fornicators. Some of them have said, we'll stop saying things if you give us money. And I said, I wouldn't give you, do your thing, man. I'm not paying a bunch of devils any money to stop lying about me. Why would I give money to a liar? Okay, then what?
Next letter?
Yes.
From Kumasi, Ghana, Africa. Dear brother in Christ, once more it's your friend Obed writing you this letter. First of all, we thank the Almighty God who has called us unto himself and has given us authority to be his sons. Secondly, I thank you and your ministry for your literature, which you always send to me in my church. Thank you also for helping the Great Commission in the world today. In fact, your books and literature are doing marvelous works here. They are winning many souls for Christ and also helping churches and individuals in evangelism.
And now that we're on the air everywhere in the world, Satan is really rising up his ugly head to try to get something going again. But the courts have all these people's names that were there 12 to 14 years ago. I reckon the court didn't believe them then, and I don't think that they'll believe them now. But the thing that they're after is your soul. They just don't want you to listen to the things that I'm preaching and teaching. And that's up to you. You either have to believe people that are preaching the Bible. I'm not on drugs, I'm not on booze, I'm not into sex crimes or anything like that. So if you want to make $100,000, I would suggest that you pick on one of the government agents, okay, or some Catholic priest. But see if Oprah Winfrey will come against a Catholic priest. No, if she did, they'd cut her off the air immediately, okay, because the whole government and the media is controlled by them, and she knows that. She's just making a grandstand to try to make herself look like an angel, a black angel. Okay, if there are such things. All right, then what?
I appeal to you on behalf of my church to help us to take the Great Commission to the rural areas in Ghana. We need Bibles for new converts, books, and literature to train believers into maturity. We will be happy when we receive all these things. My size is extra large, and I would like the sweatshirt, as you stated in your last letter. And I will be happy if you can help me with one t-shirt in the same size for my wife, who is helping in the distribution of the literature. I end here thanking you for your kindness and courage in the Lord. Yours in Christ, Obed, from Kumasi, Ghana, Africa.
Praise the Lord. People think that I'm prejudiced by having made that statement. You've got to be crazy, because my whole band in Los Angeles is all blacks, and we have many, many black people in our church, and they're very good Christians. And we win one of our major works is in Africa. And we send them all kinds of relief, and we've helped out with their water wells and everything over there, and we love the black people. And there might be black angels, I don't know. But I'm just saying, I don't believe that Oprah is one of them. I saw The Color Purple, a movie that she was in, and I don't think she's a black angel, okay? Not a white one either. She's a hypocrite, all right? Because she thinks, because she's got the public relations department saying that she's a billionaire and she owns the world. Let me tell you something, she doesn't own the world, and she's no saint. She's just a know-it-all to me. She's a know-it-all, know-nothing. I don't believe she knows the Lord at all. I'd be glad to debate her anytime on television or radio. Okay, let's go with part 7 of Another Pearl Harbor. Oh, if you want to hear controversy, tune in. Make sure you tune in. Okay, what else?
Dr. Joseph states, non-citizens basically have no rights at all if the president or his attorney general decides to suspend them. If the person is not a U.S. citizen, they may be arrested on the order of the president or attorney general. They may be held in secrecy for an indefinite period, have their conversations with attorneys monitored, be tried by a military tribunal, and if found guilty, be executed without the right of appeal or judicial review.
Yeah, justice, equity, you know. The Lord says he's going to judge all the judges of the world, all these people. If we judge, we can judge, but only if we use the Lord's word to judge with. I don't use my own judgment. I use the word of God to judge myself and also the things that are going on in this world. All right, then what?
In fact, they have no right to a lawyer. No right to a lawyer? This means Rome has started her inquisitions again, even here in North America.
Right. When I was in court a few years ago, what I was talking about, they said, you're not allowed to tell any of the good works that you're doing. Only people can get up here and tell of all their lies, all their stories, their side of the story. But if you start telling any good works that you've done, we're going to call in all these people. Some that I don't even know who they are, and we're going to testify against you. And they asked the IRS people, my attorney says, do you believe that you're of the Lord? And the IRS man thought for a while, and he said, yes, we're of the Lord. And they said, yes, even Matthew was an IRS man. And I wasn't able to say, that was before he got saved. Matthew walked away from the tax collection career of his and went with the Lord. So all you IRS people, we pray for you. And I also keep praying for these people that keep trying to stir up something out in the world against this church and myself and against the word of God. I can't understand why people are that foolish, because those that were in the church saw so many miracles in this church, one right after the other. And they condemn people for chastening children. And that's why it's like a lawless society. There's so many children now killing people because they've never been spanked before. They say, oh, do you spank people? No. I just encourage parents to spank them if they are doing evil, because the Bible says that you're supposed to. And the Antichrist government says that that isn't supposed to happen. Well, Antichrist government, you should be spanked in, because that is supposed to happen. Now, either people are going to believe God or you. God is never going to die, but you are, and you're going to stand before the judgment bar of God and be judged for your hatred against the word of God. God said that if you hate his word, he sends you strong delusions and makes you to believe a lie that your souls might be damned, because you do not love and you do not show high esteem to the word of God. That's on you. Not me or God. You're going to hell in the lake of fire. Not God or me or any true Bible-believing Christian. Okay, continue on, please.
A non-citizen can thus be arrested, tried, and executed in secret. Unquote.
But see, I'm not saying these things to make you fear the government, because the Bible says you're not to fear them at all. You're to fear God and keep his commandments. And if you do, God will send some kind of a plague. Some judge in Fort Smith, Arkansas, was saying all kinds of bad things about me, and God came down and destroyed his courtroom in a tornado and tore his sister's house down and yanked the arm. This is years ago. Of his sister, yanked her arm right out of the sockets. Wasn't that it?
Yes.
Yeah, and I put out a gospel tract on him before and said that God's going to punish you very much. And it happened, and then the newspaper ran a story on it at the Southwest Times Record. They look it up. Okay, then what else?
The same applies to U.S.-born citizens who are identified as enemy combatants by the Bush administration. The Roman Gestapo, who has infiltrated our government,
That's a Roman Nazi government, because they were the Nazis also. I have books here filled with Catholic priests that have Nazi war bands on, Nazi uniforms, and then it shows them in their priest outfits. What was the name of that book?
The Vatican's Holocaust.
The Vatican Holocaust, and we've got pictures in there where it shows the nuns in Germany marching in parades, holding up Nazi swastikas, and they have Nazi armbands on. And there's the Eustachi, the Catholic Roman Eustachis, holding the heads of different people up that they chopped their heads off, and they've all got smiles on their face. It is the most ruthless, demented, satanic cult on the face of this earth, and they do everything they can to stop the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. They pay people all kinds of money just like they paid Judas to testify falsely against Jesus and to show them where he was. And Christ wasn't hiding from them anyway. And he never used bombs, bullets, or guns. They bring accusations that we had guns and bullets. And we don't even allow our children to play with a squirt gun. And nobody's even allowed to have a jackknife. And so anytime you hear these accusations, they have marched in on us many times in the middle of the night and made our people sit out on the ground. And they searched through everything. They couldn't find a jackknife. They couldn't find a gun, a bullet, a bomb. They couldn't find anything. We're the cleanest organization on the face of this earth. There's nothing here that they can find. Or any narcotics or drugs or anything like that. We're definitely clean in the eyes of the Lord. And also in the eyes of born-again, spirit-filled Christians. Okay, continue on.
The Roman Gestapo, who has infiltrated our government, is proposing that they, who are the exact opposite of innocent, be allowed once again to pick up innocent people, as the Vatican has done for centuries, falsely accuse them, then put them before a firing squad. Doesn't this sound like the Roman Catholic Nazi government all over again?
Yeah, now you've got people like Oprah Winfrey, that she just goes right along with it because she's exalted. And the Bible talks about silly women that follow after her, and that the whole world is deceived, and they'll just, of course, everybody's money hungry because they're also poverty stricken. It's unbelievable. And they'll make up any kind of a story against you because the government gives huge rewards for liars. And I've put out much literature on that and named names. The district attorney in Los Angeles years ago, he's not the same DA now, was paying informants, jailbirds, to bring false accusations against people so that they could prosecute them in hopes that they would have prosecuted so many people that they would even be given a judgeship. And he was taken out of office. Ira Reiner, yeah, he was the DA, and I did a whole expose on him. And he was one. And Marvin Mitchelson, who I asked him to help me out, Marvin, because I'd done some jackets for his wife. And him, and I said, please talk to Ira Reiner and tell him to stop trying to prosecute me on false charges. And so he didn't, and so there was information that came out on Marvin Mitchelson. He's the one that came out with the palimony law for homosexuals that are, quote, living together so that they could get some money from rich homosexuals when they were living with them. And so I did an expose on him, and he got thrown in prison. But what I was saying was the absolute truth. He wasn't paying income taxes. I paid my taxes, all right? And I paid property taxes as well. Told anybody in Fort Smith, Arkansas, I'll trade property taxes with anyone in town, because we owned a lot of property out there at that time that the government had stole from us and then sold for pennies on the dollar. And Satan was clapping his hands. The reason they did that is because some of these people that I read the names of were up there sinning. A lot of them were committing fornication, flirting with other people's wives and taking off with them. And God is going to punish the people, and some of the good people are going to have to go down the drain with them. But as soon as they were gone, the Lord gave us back all the property, even more. Not the same property, but better property. But it's not in the church name. The people in the church now own the property, each one individually. And that's the way it's going to be, so that when they prosecute me or the church, they won't be able to take all the property because it's in hundreds of people's names. Because we had given that property to other people, and we had documents to prove it, but now it's other people's names, and they pay their own taxes, and they pay for their own payments on their property, etc. Because we are living among people that are literally possessed with the devil. They're the Nazi Vaticanites, the Nazi Roman Catholics. That was a practice run in Germany and in Czechoslovakia and in Poland. And now this is the real thing, the real satanic thing. And that's why God is starting to pour his wrath out on the earth. You people in government, repent. Talk to the Lord. Say your prayers to him. And you Catholic priests that have committed all these sinful things, you repent as well. Ask the Lord to forgive you. and start letting the Lord give you the power and the strength to not be homosexuals any longer, and to stop you from molesting children like Pope John Paul II did. He was a known homosexual that the Roman Catholic cult is deifying now, and he was a child molester, and little babies on top of it. And I brought that out, and a lot of people came forth and said, yes, amen, that's the truth. Okay, then what?
This is exactly what the Nazis did under the direction of the Pope. Hitler was a Catholic. He studied to be a Roman Catholic priest, but the Pope thought he could be used more effectively in the position of the Führer. These facts are written in Hitler's own book, which is entitled Mein Kampf. Do you prefer a Nazi dictatorship-run government or a government which is of the people, by the people, and for the people?
Yeah, if you prefer the Nazi Vatican Roman Catholic government, then you deserve, according to God, to burn in hell, perpetually in hell, in the lake of fire, forever and ever. And you're refusing to do things the way the Lord God tells you to do. And we're praying for you, that's for sure. And I'm not just saying that. We are praying for you, that you'll be able to see the light and get your soul saved. I'm going to stop here. It's time for us to pray now. Those of you that want to be part of those that are going to be rejoicing when this Antichrist regime is over with, say this prayer so you can be saved. Say to the Lord, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that you, Father God, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Father God, Holy Spirit, wash all my former filthy sins in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. Father God, Holy Spirit, you will save my soul, I know, because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away. All who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just praise and thank the Lord, and share and tell everybody how to receive a copy of program number 51.
Go to alamoministries.com. Email us at taoffice@alamoministries.com. Or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 2948, Hollywood, California, 90078. Or call area code 661-252-5686. That's 661-252-5686.
This is World Pastor Tony Alamo. Make sure you tune in tomorrow so you can hear the conclusion
of Part 7 of Another Pearl Harbor. Until then, this is Pastor Tony Alamo saying, God bless you all, and praise the Lord. Amen.
For generations, many have been blessed by the anointed messages of Pastor Tony Alamo. Help from Christ Ministries is always eager to hear from our viewers. Please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from Christ Ministries at gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.